A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. And when the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" It's a rather grim parable. Notice that Lazarus gets a name, and the rich man is identified by his possessions. Lazarus has a greater accomplishment in the world than did the rich man with all his accumulated wealth. It's a long parable. It's a parable that I used to think talked about heaven and hell, but it's a bit more complicated than that. So notice that Abraham calls the rich man his son. Notice that the rich man has compassion or charity towards his siblings, his brothers that are left behind, and asks that something be done to help them avoid where he's at. I don't think he would have this kind of compassion in hell. I think perhaps we're looking at purgatory. A concept, of course, that was not totally unfamiliar to the Jews. We see in Maccabees and a number of other areas the fact that those who are deceased and yet are not known for their particular holiness still have some communication, some interaction with us. You don't pray for the dead if they're in a place in which there is no escape. I think that if we look at this warning, that we will cease looking for spectacular things in this world. Look, they saw Fatima with thousands of people. Thousands of people saw the mysterious sun spin and the dryness of the earth after the torrents. It was broadcast around the world. The apparitions around the world of Mary, the one that I'm most familiar with, occurred in Zeitung, outside outside the Cairo, over to the northeast, I believe, where a Coptic Orthodox church envisioned an apparition of Mary over an extended period of time where Muslims, Orthodox, Christians, and Catholics all saw her. Of course, Jesus himself comes back from the dead, and still there are those who will not believe. It ultimately comes down to faith. Faith that is not just an abstract statement of belief, but faith that keeps us going in the most adverse situations. Faith also that even in prosperity allows us to reach out to others and share from our prosperity. It wasn't the rich man's sin merely having all of this wealth. It was passing by every day a suffering beggar at his doorstep. For feeling no obligation to recognize Lazarus as an integral, co-equal human being endowed with the dignity of a human being by his creator. So there's still hope even, I think, for the rich man. He still has a spark of concern for his brothers. He has a desire to go to another place. Perhaps over the time of his purification and suffering, that evil will be burned out of him which prevented him from recognizing the humanity of Lazarus. Lazarus is still a servant to him. Send him over for some water, he asks Abraham. He's still using Lazarus, but there's still hope for him. I believe that this is purgatory, a place of real suffering, yes, but nevertheless a place which still has some hope, a place of preparation to be returned to the bosom of Abraham, to that place that the Jews believed was the very heart of the afterlife. Lazarus, the rich man in the end, and the rich man, the poor man in the end, when death, the great equalizer, comes to them. And then the treasures of persistence, the treasures of faith take over. And all of the possessions of the richest person on earth don't mean a thing. My brothers and sisters, let us not pass our brother and sister by when they are in need. Remember that they also will be our judge one day if we fail to do so. Amen.